Many products and goods move through the port of New Orleans, and shipping in and out has come to a halt. Reflecting this, one index of 19 commodity future markets hit a 25-year high yesterday. New Orleans plays a big role in the U.S. supply of coffee, for example. Before Katrina, 25% of America's supply came through there. Robert Nelson is the president of the National Coffee Association, and he said that right now 1.6 million bags of coffee are in area warehouses.
It appears as though many of the warehouses are in fairly good shape. I suspect, though, it will be another couple of weeks until we find out the precise condition of those warehouses.
Now, obviously, coffee is down the list of priorities after human lives and hospitals and evacuating people. So how far off will it be before people actually go and get a look at the coffee stocks?
Well, our first concern, of course, is the people that work in the industry. And now, as soon as it's safe to get into the area, people will inspect the coffee that's there.
Now, if coffee were en route to the U.S. from Brazil or from another coffee producer, and if we knew that New Orleans isn't ready to handle it, where do we go? Where's the port that we send the coffee to instead?
Well, there are two issues here. One, as you rightfully point out, is the coffee that's currently on the ocean. Those ocean liners will be redirected, we believe, to Houston. And the second issue is there's many bags of coffee that have been ordered and had not yet made it to the ships. The majority of roasters that had coffee that was going to be loaded on ships have stopped those orders and indicated not to load it at this point in time.
So there's going to be some coffee on the dock back in Brazil that isn't going to get loaded?
Yes, and we have every reason to believe that coffee will be safeguarded and kept in a very sound manner, and that it will not take long, though, to redirect the logistics to get that coffee to secondary ports.
What would be the biggest brand name we'd recognize that really depends on what's coming through New Orleans?
I would say the largest brand name with a operating facility in Orleans would be Folgers, but you also have other important companies like Community Coffee, Riley Coffee, Sara Lee, S&D Coffee.
Mr. Nelson, that's Robert Nelson, president of the National Coffee Association in New York. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome, Robert.